This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. Immediately to New South Wales, Jeremy Zaccas reporting on climate, on reptiles, and on cricket. We have good news in cricket. We have tragic news in reptiles. And we begin with the season. I'm learning the seasons in Australia now. It's several climate, they're not even microclimates, they're macroclimates. There's the Perth, another galaxy. There's the south of Australia to Tasmania. There's the east coast, dominated by Queensland, but it includes Sydney. And then there's the north, leading into the tropics, and that's where the cyclones come from. Jeremy, a very good day to you. Cyclone Neville and Cyclone Megan. Are these ordinary cyclones? Can you tell the difference in a cyclone from one season to another? Because these are El Nino cyclones. Does it show? Good evening to you.
G'day, John. Well, the short answer is that these are not normal cyclones. And I'll take you back just a week ago when we were talking about the weather system across the north of Australia, which we were under a cyclone warning for a few days. And then basically our Bureau of Meteorology said the cyclones weren't going to develop because there wasn't enough power. But what we had was basically an umbrella across the top of Australia of monsoonal rain. And that was what we were expecting to see during the week. But then, all of a sudden, within 8 hours of our conversation, Tropical Cyclone Megan actually formed. So it was almost not random, but very unexpectedly formed out of the monsoonal lows. And this cyclone is unusual insofar as that it formed so quickly. Being a tropical cyclone as opposed to a normal cyclone, the tropical part means that we're just going to get a lot more rain beforehand, a lot more rain during, and afterwards there's likely to be a lot of rain bands that are going to come out of this cyclone that, while it's not a cyclone, is going to continue to hit us here on the eastern coast for a few days afterwards. But then, not only to say there was one cyclone there, just to the top right of the map if you're looking at Australia, but then the second one formed, Neville. Basically, 4 days later, so around about Wednesday, Thursday, Tropical Cyclone Neville actually formed off Western Australia too. And it was still part of the same band of weather that was across the very top of Australia. But the thing that happened, and I think surprised us all, was it retained the power to form two cyclones, which in itself is very unusual. Often what you'll see here in Australia is one cyclone off to the northeast, so where Megan is right now. And then maybe about a week later, you might see another one come in from, say, the northwest. So that's where Neville is now, but never really at the same time. I mean, it has happened before, but it is very, very rare. And I think this is a symptom of El Nino and the fact that a lot of our weather systems are not doing what they normally do. But what it means, John, is basically right down here in Sydney, we're expecting to get a lot of rain sometime in the next couple of weeks, except we just don't know exactly when.
Yes, the weather headline says once in a 100-year event, which means, of course, it's going to happen every other year. So what we're looking at is the part of Australia that's least populated, right? The Northern Territory.
That's exactly right. And it's the least populated, but also, too, it's the least, least built up insofar as road infrastructure, too. So while it's the least populated, there are still hundreds of thousands of people living up there in the rural communities, in the remote communities, all across the top end. And now these poor boys and girls are basically stuck in areas where they have dirt roads. So you can imagine now that these two tropical cyclones coming across a very sparsely populated area where often their only means to get logistics and supplies are via road trains on those dirt roads. But right now, with the excessive rain, with the winds and with the storms going through there, ahead of both of these cyclones really doing the damage, they're being cut off. So while in some ways we're very lucky, it is a remote area. John, there's actually, a situation developing up there, and it's not certainly not lost on our authorities either. They're preparing now to airlift people out. They're preparing to really get out and try and fix some of those dirt roads. But you can imagine dirt roads wash away very quickly in these situations, and honestly, they are the lifeline to the outback. So it's actually a growing humanitarian situation in some ways.
There are some really cool town names. I have to try this one. Borralula?
I think it's Borralula. I think you got it right. Even I can't say it as a native.
is that indigenous people, Borralula? Is that aborigine?
Absolutely. It is our indigenous name. So you'll find that they tend to be long and actually very hard to pronounce.
And it's the Gulf of Carpentaria, 400 kilometers east of Daly Waters. Really cool names, Jeremy. There's something science fiction about all these names. So we're looking at evacuation, 160 kilometer hour winds in, that's in the interior, that's not on the coast, and heavy weather. All right, let's come to the East Coast, Queensland, nothing particularly large, and down to where you are. Is it raining? Has it been raining in Sydney?
This is the biggest surprise, John. Honestly, it has not been raining here in Sydney yet. We were expecting it all this week. In fact, our weather reports every night on the local news were saying, expect rain tomorrow, expect rain tomorrow. It was only going to be 1 or 2 millimeters, so not even an inch of rain, but still there was going to be some rain. But no, we haven't got it yet. So what the thought is right now, at least from the Bureau of Meteorology, is that over the coming 10 days, especially from Megan, we'll get actually a band of rain that will kind of do a hook down the right-hand side of Australia and come back up into the Sydney area. And that's where we'll get fairly heavy downpours of rain. But it's not assured either. So we don't know if we actually will or we'll continue to get dry weather. Because honestly, right now, as I'm speaking to you, it's a beautiful day out there, around about 20 degrees, so, you know, 60, 70 Fahrenheit. And it could genuinely be just any other fall day. But we're just expecting at some point it's going to be ruined by rain.
There's a lot of rain in other parts of Australia, and there have been a lot of rain in Victoria. I remember that. South Australia, not in New South Wales right now, but in Queensland. And that has significance. Jeremy Zakas is in New South Wales. It's coming. It is coming autumn. No, their autumn just started, just as our spring just started in the Northern Hemisphere. This is two parts of the same planet. The Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.